welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And, what an exciting time to be alive.
Let's go with that.
We'll go with that. I don't know.
It works for
but
me.
I'm excited because our, so last week we got to do, the Philly Podcast Fest, which was amazing.
It was awesome.
And, you guys got to listen to that episode. Actually, was it 2 weeks ago? And then a week ago, we got to release the episode, something like that.
Yeah, I released the episode last Thursday.
Yeah. So, we had a lot of fun. Definitely looking forward to doing it again sometime. And hopefully next year.
If they have us back, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was probably my favorite episode.
Probably.
I think that we've ever done. Our sound quality was second to none.
Because somebody else was doing it.
Exactly. you'll notice the difference if last week was the first one you listened to this week.
Yep.
You know, again, thank you to the Philly Podcast Festival for, you know, letting us come. And Tattooed
yeah,
Mom
awesome
for having
and,
us.
Yeah, Tattooed Moms, which it was my first time in Tattooed Moms. And I'm happy we got to go, because it's amazing in there.
It really, really was. They reposted the photo.
That's right, yeah.
On Instagram that you had me take of you.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty good photo.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know.
No, not at all.
I might, you know, play with the lighting a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. You know.
Yeah.
So, how's things going lately?
Well, I am currently on first week home with Sophia of two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, because she's got some time off from school and stuff like that, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's, you know, summer break.
That's one of those things that it's like 50-50, I look forward to, and yet I don't look forward to, is those times when, you know, we just don't know what to do yet. We're thinking ahead to when she's, you know, in school full-time, but then has summer vacation. And it's like, yeah, she'll probably do some sort of summer camp or something like that, but that's only, like, what? Like, 2 weeks out of the whole summer, something like that.
Well, I mean, you can do summer camps for literally the entire summer.
Right.
And you're going to pay out the ass for it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we could have done a four-week one, which there was, like, a one-week break after school, and then, camp would have started, so it was like kind of like the timing was a little bit weird for it. Like they give you a week, you know, figure out, you know, right after school ends. But
right.
So we just did 2 weeks. We took 2 weeks off and then started for the last two. But anyway, so yeah, this is my first week home with her. Sarah was off with her last week, so they went down to the beach for like 4 days.
Nice.
So we've just kind of been chilling this week. Took her to the park a couple days. Had her kiddie pool out for one.
Right.
Yesterday, took her to the park and took the training wheels off the old bicycle.
Ooh,
so
that's a step up.
Yeah, so we're starting that. She made it five seconds.
That's a short hop to adulthood right there.
Yeah, I know.
Taking the training wheels off.
Yeah, so we did 5 seconds. She made it
okay.
5 seconds. It was really, really hot. Where we were. So she was like, if you want to play in the playground, like I took her behind an elementary school up the street that has a big flat, you know, parking lot basically in the back.
Right.
So we did that for a little bit, so we're going to keep working on it.
Nice.
But what's today? Thursday? So Tuesday took her to Legoland.
Oh, did
in
you
King
go
of Prussia.
The new Legoland place in King of Prussia?
Yep. Or Plymouth
nice.
Meeting. At the Plymouth Meeting Mall, yeah. So her and I went and did that for a few hours. They have one of the cool things that they have there, they have 4D movies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How
does that even work?
Because
I barely understand 3D.
Okay, well, 3D, you wear the glasses, and it
right.
you know it's three dimensions, and it comes out at you.
Yeah, yeah.
4D is the added element of weather.
Ah.
So we went into, it was like the Lego Movie experience. So it was like all the characters in the Lego Movie. So you got, we got wet, we got sprayed with like bubbles. You could feel the wind.
So it's like a more heavily interactive, like you're kind of going through the same thing that the characters are going through on the screen.
Yeah.
But my dad actually told me once about there was this, I don't know if you would call it a craze, or it just got popular for a little while. Scratch and sniff at theaters to go along with movies. Like, somebody would walk into a smoky room, and like a number would pop up on the screen, and then you scratch the corresponding numbered box, and it would smell like cigarette smoke or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like something ridiculous.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Crazy things from the 60s. Da-da-da.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what 4D was before we went in for the movie.
Right.
Well, you know, I was just surprised.
I can imagine you getting sprayed in the face during a rain scene or something like that. Like, ah, what is this?
Well, they warned us. They kind of told us.
Okay.
And I was curious when I walked in. I was like, why are the seats a little wet and bubbly?
Yeah.
Why is the floor wet? So then when he said it, it made sense.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, it was cool. Like, she loved it. She didn't really want to build anything. Like, they have tons of space, like, you know, areas to just build whatever you want.
Right.
They have, like, the Lego, is it pronounced Ninjago?
I think so.
Ninjago, Ninjago, whatever.
Yeah, Ninjago and Ninjago, yeah.
Yeah, so they have a little interactive game where you can test your ninja skills.
Nice.
Where you kind of go in, it's like a light, like a laser and smoke show, I guess. So you go in this room, and it's got, like, lasers all across the room, and you have to avoid them and hit these, you know, like, buttons. Like, they have buttons in every spot, so you have to try to avoid
them. Right, right.
So she wanted to go through that, like, 50 times. So they have, like, different levels of it, like, beginner up to, like, sensei.
Right, I gotcha.
So, you know, we did that a bunch of times. You know, spent a solid three hours in there.
Alright.
Then went to Dave and Buster's.
Jesus,
for lunch.
Right after?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was in the same place.
That's exhausting, dude.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just wanted to go get lunch, and it was the closest restaurant. I didn't want to go to, you know, like the food court.
Right.
You know, I was trying to make it a memorable day for her, because her and I haven't really gotten to do just those two things, you know, together.
Right.
So we went in there, and of course we went in the lower level where we walked through all the games, which was stupid on my part, because I was like, I was not planning on buying a game card.
It's just probably touching everything and, you know, pressing buttons. And
yeah. So we go up and we sit down, and I wasn't going to buy a game card, and then the waitress was like, no, she's like, you can pick off the kids' menu, and for like $20 you get the kids' meal and a $20 game card. So I was like, you buy a $20 game card, and their food is free.
That's not bad.
No. So we did that. We played a bunch of games, bought our Legos, went on the carousel in the mall for $3 because, you know, of course.
Because why not?
Yeah. Yeah, she's been asking just to buy stuff all week. I'm like, dude. She, like, literally cried Tuesday night because I wouldn't get her something else. I'm like, dude, are you kidding right now? I'm like, I just spent, like, $200 on you.
One day she'll understand.
Nah.
One day when you're in an old folks home and she's the one paying for your rent and stuff like that. Yeah. I need a new pack of diapers.
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Well, we've been trying to take it easy for, like, the past 2 weeks. Like, we started in on the whole, you know, it's summertime, let's go out and do stuff. Like, we went to some zoo. We went to Lehigh Valley Zoo.
Nice.
With my in-laws, and that was awesome. It's a really neat little place. And then, like, a week later, we re-upped our zoo membership to the Philly Zoo. I think we've gone twice since then. Once or twice. I think we've gone twice. And, you know, all the usual stuff, but now there's the beer garden.
Yeah.
Which wasn't there last year. It was alright. But, But yeah, so that sort of thing, and then both of them got sick around the same time.
Naturally.
It was one of those, you know, Emma comes home from school with a fever, she ends up with an ear infection, but, like, she's still the most energetic, happy person in the universe. And then, yeah, it's just, it's either me or my wife that gets sick. It's either one of us, and then eventually the other one gets sick. Well, it started with her. It might be me now. I don't know. Like, my sinuses are starting to get all swollen, and I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, you guys as a family, I feel like, get sick more than anybody I know.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So we get sick pretty much an average of, I'd say once every 2 months. Not necessarily once a month, but, like, there's a little bit of time in between.
Okay.
You know, it's not too bad.
I mean, I guess, you know, you guys, you and Carissa both have, you know, wicked allergies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, whether you're sick or not, the allergies kind of kick in, so it appears as though you're
right.
Sick,
yeah.
When that is not necessarily the case.
It just sucks, like, this time of year, like, especially around the springtime, too. It's like, all of a sudden, there's a gust of wind, and now I'm snotty for the rest of the day, and then I get sick for, like, 2 weeks, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And, like, the amount of pollen in the air and stuff like that, it just gets a little nuts. So that's kind of how it's been for the past 2 weeks. So I've been taking it easy. But we have Emma's 4th birthday coming up in 2 weeks. And actually a week. It's a week from now.
Yeah.
Jeez. God, we have to do shopping still. Oh my gosh. Anyway. It sneaks up on you quick.
Did you guys did you even plan a party? Because we have not.
No. Not really. We're probably going to do the same thing as last year, so we didn't really plan ahead last year either. It was like a week beforehand, we're like, alright, let's quick clean the house, and we'll just have our parents over, and we'll just do hot dogs, hamburgers, cake.
Yeah.
That's it. And it went amazing. Like, it was the least stressful birthday I've ever been into in my life. It was great. So we're going to try and replicate that this year. Maybe have some more people. I don't know. We're still kind of going back and forth on whether or not we want to invite any of her friends from daycare.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if we're there yet. Like, because we haven't even hung out with them yet. Like, we've made plans to hang out. Like, we're just like, hey, yeah, let's go hit the zoo or something like that. Let's go hang out at the park, that sort of thing. So it feels kind of weird inviting people over to our house that we don't even really know yet.
You know, I completely understand that. We, I don't think we've ever hung out with anybody from daycare.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had the conversations, you know, oh yeah, well, we definitely will, and then we don't.
Right. And sometimes life just gets in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just because you're nervous about hanging out with other people.
Yeah, I mean, we've done, like with Sophia, with, you know, being in school, we did an actual play date with the other Sophia who lived across the street, who now moved.
Yeah.
They moved to Florida, so one of Sophia's best friends is now gone.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah. And I mean, they kind of told us up front that there was a possibility that they'd be moving.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of sucked because, you know, it's like we finally made our first, you know, adult friends.
Yeah.
Adult friends of our kid's friend. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So this is the thing with a charter school where I feel like it's a little bit tougher that as opposed to like your neighborhood elementary school.
Right.
Like your neighborhood elementary school, you live with right next to everyone that your kids are going to school with.
Right,
so
yeah, you're right down the street.
Yeah, so it's easier. With the charter school, it's a little bit more spread out. You don't really, you know everybody as well. It's different. And I mean, that's one reason why I'm looking forward to when we finally have a house. And
right.
We decide, okay, no more charter school. You know, you're going to go to the elementary school in the neighborhood with the kids, you know, in the neighborhood that we live in, type thing. Like that, for me, like that's how I grew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All the kids in the neighborhood, we all ran around and hung out, and then, you know, went to school, they'd beat the shit out of me, and then we'd move on. You know? lather, rinse, repeat type of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one thing I'm looking forward to in the future, but, you know, right now that's not really...
Yeah, it's like, in the cards, it's one of those things, we'll definitely work up to having people over, hanging out with people, having them over for birthdays and stuff like that, you know. But it's just one of those things that we really want to, we just naturally both feel that we want to take our time with it. And,
yeah.
You know, be careful with it, that sort of thing. Yeah,
and I mean, there's a good chance, although you guys live in the same town where Emma's going to daycare.
Right.
So there's a good chance that once she starts school, you know, those kids are going to be, the kids she's in daycare with will then be at school with her.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance of at least most of them being that way. It's the school districts around here are a little, not wonky. It's just, you know, it's, even if you're in the same county, it depends, like, it really comes down around here to what side of the of what street you live on and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah,
about how they district out the schools. So we'll see, because there's 1, 2, 3, I think 4 elementary schools nearby. So probably like at least half the kids that she knows from daycare will end up going to the same school,
which would be good. So you know,
which would be neat. Yeah,
you know, if you. You know, meet the parents, and, you know, Emma gets along with the kids, you know, now, and you start doing the get-togethers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, then you're kind of at a jump start, you know, a head start.
You're prepped. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we haven't, you know, Maddie's birthday is in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We haven't planned anything. You know, last year we just did a thing at the park. We rented the pavilion.
Right.
So the kids all ran around and that kind of thing. We've just been so kind of focused on what we're doing with Sophia for the summer that, you know, Maddie's birthday hasn't really been on our radar. And it's terrible to say that. But in fairness, we also did not do a party for Sophia this year.
Oh, really?
No. And I don't really remember why. Like, it wasn't on purpose. It was just there. It happened to be a time where there was a ton going on. Actually, I know why. It was the weekend that we were planning on doing it is when my grandmother started, you know, not doing well.
That's right. I do remember that, yeah.
So it was, you know, we didn't know, you know, what was going to happen, how much longer she had. So, you know, we just kind of held off, and then just got to a point where we're like, you know, maybe we'll get a couple of her friends and just, you know, take them to go do something.
Yeah.
Just do something small with her and a couple friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, she's gotten to do so much fun stuff. Like, she went to the Reading Phillies game on a field trip.
Nice.
She went to the trampoline park for a field trip for camp. We did Legoland. You know, she's done the rides at the beach a bunch of times.
It's not that she's missing out on anything this summer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting a ton of, you know, fun experiences.
Right.
I mean, we've talked, you know, maybe we'll take off on Maddie's birthday, which happens to be the first day of school, which, you know, kind of sucks for the timing.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking off and taking Maddie to do something fun, like just for her. Well, Sophia's at school.
Yeah.
Like Legoland.
Yeah, we kind of thought about doing the same thing, but it's going to turn into more of like a birthday weekend more than anything else. Because her actual birthday is on a Friday. And then the in-laws aren't back from whatever. I think they're going on a trip up to my sister-in-law's college.
Okay.
something like that. But they're not back until Sunday. So I think they're gone like Thursday night to Sunday. So basically, on the day of her birthday, think about, you know, taking off, taking her to the zoo or something like that. And then the day after that is a, the Y is having a, like a staff family party thing.
Okay.
Over at the Boyertown pool. And she hasn't gotten to go to the to that pool yet. We have a pool out in the backyard. But, so I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe we'll take her to the zoo on Friday. And then, still, everybody's not really going to be here on Saturday, so, you know, we'll spend the day doing something on Saturday. And then go to that party, she can hang out at the pool, that'll be fun. And then Sunday, when everybody's finally together, you know, we'll do, like, a dinner or something like that.
Yeah, which makes sense.
But actually, so here's something interesting I wanted to bring up. The main thing about her birthday this year is that we kind of had a conversation with my parents and with my wife's parents and that sort of thing as far as the types of gifts she's going to get this year. Because we are just drowning in toys and dresses and clothing and that sort of thing. So we basically all got together. We started talking about it, and we decided on practical stuff. So, like, one of the things that we want to start doing with her is taking her out for hikes. So, if she needs hiking boots, if she needs a raincoat, that's like a serious raincoat, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe like a little backpack or something like that. And then, you know, other stuff. Like, how about a tent? We'll go camping. You know, that sort of
thing. There gets to a point where you have to tell people, I don't want any more fucking toys in my house.
Yeah.
I've always appreciated that, you know, they want to get toys because they want to buy things that, like, well, the kids will have fun with. But they all have a shelf life.
Yeah.
And typically, their shelf life, unfortunately, it's in your house for longer than the shelf life of their usefulness.
Always, yeah, always.
And I, you know, I know we have things, you know, we do JBF to, you know, get rid of stuff. But at the same time, it's like, okay, what am I going to get rid of that they're not going to instantly want the next day? You know what I mean? They haven't touched it in a year, but the second, you know, you take it away, I want this.
And what's hilarious about that is my wife and I are actually going through the same thing while we're trying to organize all of our stuff in the basement.
Makes sense.
Because as soon as we open boxes, it's like, okay, I haven't opened this box in 3 years. It's moved through 4 different places with us. Clearly, I don't need what's in this box. But I open it and I find something anyway. It's like, oh, I've been looking for that. No, I haven't been looking for that. It's been in a box for 3 years.
Dude, that's like me and my t-shirts.
I had a hard time with t-shirts for a while.
I have so many. And I don't wear, like, 3/4 of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's like, nope, I can't get, I'm not getting rid of those.
Yeah.
No way.
Nope. This is a really comfy one. I'm hanging on to this.
Yeah nope. this is mine. And I'm like, why do I still have this? Like, I wear, like, 6 shirts. It's just bizarre. So, yeah, I get that. And we just started, like, last Saturday. The girls were gone for the day into Sunday. So we'd spent 5 hours cleaning and organizing. Sarah started, like, pulling out toys, like, in the toy box, like, all where it's like, all right, we're getting rid of this.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, we're getting rid of them, but they're still here. So it's like, where can we hide these where they're not going
to
find them?
Actually get rid of them.
Yeah, because it's like, we still have, you know, another month or month and a half or whatever until the fall JBF sale.
Yeah.
For us to try to sell them. Like, yeah, I want money for them, but part of me just wants to be like, give me that box. I'm going to the Salvation Army or Goodwill and dropping it off.
But there have been times where I've gone online and I've looked up how much it would cost to rent one of those 10-foot dumpsters.
Yeah.
Just to start tossing things into. Like our third bedroom, which is where most of the toys now live, I could just start throwing stuff out the window right into a dumpster. Just start tossing it.
Exactly.
I'm just so sick of the piles of stuff starting to clutter. And it reminds me of one of our past episodes. I can't remember his name right now, so I feel horrible. But we started talking about, or in that episode, we were talking about minimalism.
Oh, yeah.
And just cutting down on that sort of thing. And I kind of feel like we're starting a slow shift into that, because we want to start minimizing the stuff that we have downstairs. We want to start minimizing the amount of stuff that she has that she's not using.
Which makes sense. You know?
So, we'll see. I don't know. Man, maybe this is the right time to start doing that, because we've already, you know, we've already established that for this birthday it's going to be useful things. You know, and some stuff that she wants. Like, she's probably going to get another dress or two, because she likes the new dress up and that sort of thing. But yeah. Yeah. Maybe we're in a slow descent here.
Yeah, like, there's no recovering from it. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. I honestly don't know anymore.
Wait. Are we both at the stage where we just kind of plateaued? We're just kind of like, whatever.
No.
Whatever happens.
No. So that, I've come across a couple people recently, who have listened to the show for the first time.
Okay.
And they're like, and it's like these are parents with older kids, right, like teenagers, and they're like, I tell you what's funny is I'm listening to you guys talk, and like they listen to the live episode from the podcast festival, and like you guys are talking about like new parents, like they don't even count, and I'm just sitting here thinking like you guys have no idea, you know, what you guys are in for, and I'm like you know what I'm like, I think about that a lot also, so I was like, I just like to make fun. Like, you know, I pretend like I know what I'm talking about. I have no idea what I'm talking about at all.
And that's one of the key things that that we've brought up a couple of times on our show, which is the secret of parenting. And the secret of parenting is we don't actually know what the fuck we're doing.
No.
We're just kind of, all of us are just flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. You just do what you can do. That's kind of what it is.
That is what it is.
So I'm just doing a quick look of the episode that you had been referring to. From Eat Sleep Dad.
Eat Sleep Dad, that's the one. Yeah. And he had a lot of really great things to say. And there's a lot of really great things on his site.
Yeah, Victor.
As far as, you know, even if you don't want to go the full route of minimalism, you know, which some people take to a really extreme extent.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to do that, there's just, you know, he's got tips and tricks and that sort of thing for just cutting out the extra noise. At least the extra stuff that's driving you crazy. Yeah.
Exactly. So real quick before we end, I just want to remind everybody to subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
You can find us also on Stitcher. We're going to be on Google Play. Not sure when that will be available on there, but we will be.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, and as always, follow us on all the socials at PB Dadcast, and check us out at poppinbottlesdadcast.com.
Booyah!
So that's going to do it for this week. Hope you guys have a wonderful week.
Yeah, take it easy. Hope you're enjoying the summer, and hope the kids aren't driving you too crazy.
And we will catch you next week, where maybe I'm recording from the beach or when I'm home. I don't know.
Yeah. If you're on the beach, I'm coming with. Screw it.
All right.